True Blues Retold, Volume 1, Chapter 8, in which Bo hears something that tempts him to change his life forever. The boys spent the rest of the next morning preparing. Johnny taught them everything he could about being a band, but there's only so much you can do over breakfast.
You know, Frank, I still work for the corn man. Maybe I should just go to work like normal today so that he won't suspect anything.
No way, Fiona. The Corn Palace is no place for you. If the Corn Man gets wind of the fact that you betrayed him, there's no telling what he might do.
Oh, Frank, that's so sweet. I've been trapped with the Corn Man for 6 years, ever since I ran away from home when I was 17. I've never known the care and concern of a man of integrity like you, Frank. It makes me feel, you know, special.
Oh, well, gosh, I mean, that's just, I'm just trying to, gosh, you know, just trying to be, gosh, and just be not, and, gosh, I just want to, I just try to do, donut, donut, breathe, Frank, breathe!
So there they were that afternoon at the Corn Palace. Soon the doors were opened, and in they went. Once they got inside, they slipped away from the crowd, and Bo led them to what looked like a dead end.
To the untrained eye, a blank wall, but in reality, alakazam ishkibibo!
Bo poked his beak against a knot in the wall, and lo and behold, a secret panel slid back, revealing a long, dark, creepy staircase that looked like it went down forever. They all glanced at each other, as if daring one another to go first. This might have gone on all day if Johnny hadn't gotten the ball rolling by just kicking Bo down the stairs. Soon they were navigating through a maze of tunnels and corridors that ran beneath the Corn Palace. Bo was leading the way, taking them to what he called the evidence room.
Actually, it's a big records library that the Corn Man uses to keep track of all of his operations. Elroy the librarian will probably be there. But don't worry, I think I can sweet-talk him. There he is. The mousy-looking guy with the glasses. Stay here, guys. Let me do my thing. Hey, Elroy, how's it going? Still drowning under all those mimeographs, are you?
What? Zambellini? What are you doing here? I thought they got rid of you.
Oh, they tried, Elroy, but you know me. I'm like a boomerang. The harder you throw me away, the faster I come back.
Wow, it's been a long time, Z. Those were the good old days when we'd share a drink and you'd always win limbo because you were so short.
Still am, actually, but that's not why I'm here, Elroy. You see, I need your help.
Sure thing, Z. What can I do you for?
Well, Elroy, what I need for you to do for me is just to follow me with your eyes until your back is to the door, and then get him, guys, now! Quick, quick, get him!
They didn't waste no time. Randy clubbed Elroy on the head with a big old book, while Frank used one of his socks to gag him. In a matter of seconds, Elroy was out cold. While Johnny tied his hands behind his back with a telephone cord, they started sifting through the mountain of records he was in charge of.
Look at all this stuff. You guys find anything?
Plenty! Records of extortion, tax evasion, video game smuggling,
illegal laundromats, counterfeit telephone books, fraudulent around-the-world travel deals.
But nothing on Soul Booty! Wait! Here it is! A whole filing cabinet on Soul Booty! Oh, look! Fiona was right. He's trying to recapture the sounds that Soul Booty created 5 years ago. Or that Johnny created, actually. Looks like it was something that Johnny wrote that caused... Oh, my gladiolas!
And that's when they saw it. They saw how 6 years ago, when a young man named Johnny Mathias had written the best music of his career, he'd done something that no one had done before or since. Wasn't just creating a new song or even a new sound. Johnny Mathias had invented a whole new key. A brand new note that had broken the laws of music and had turned it into something new. Something so powerful that the Corn Man couldn't let it go. Something you could only call the Key of J.
Wow, Johnny, your music is even more breakthrough than I thought.
This is a general A-level security alert! Intruders detected in the records area! All security personnel to the records area immediately!
That's Fabio, the man who walks like a beast! Let's get out of here!
They started running like crazy. There were red lights and alarms and buzzers going off all over the place. Frank got so confused and turned around that he got separated from the others and wandered into an elevator. Before he knew what was what, he had gone up 10 floors and wound up in some kind of observatory overlooking a big old field. And at the end of that field, there sat a massive stage.
Well, slam it on home, Jackson, and may the force be with me. Look who it is. It's been a long time, Francis. It's good to see you again.
The Corn Man.
Meanwhile, Johnny and the others had found themselves up at the dead end of a dead end, and with angry guards approaching quickly and no obvious means of escape, until Randy saw...
Look! Up there! A ventilation shaft! You can fit through that, Bo! Go quickly and see if you can find Frank or some help! Go!
Bo didn't need to be told twice. He flew up and into that shaft. It was dark and confusing, but soon he found his way out into another room. Except that room wasn't as empty as he would have liked.
Bo, is it really you? It is. You have come back to me.
Marushka, the duck who got me fired. What are you doing here?
I've been waiting for you, Bo. All these years I've been waiting and waiting, and now you've finally come.
What are you talking about? Get your wings off me! Last time I saw you, you were laughing at me as Fabio threw me out of my keister.
Oh, Bo, don't be mad, please. It was the corn man. He made me do it. I was young and foolish and just so stupid, stupid, stupid. I thought the circus was the answer to my dreams, but it was hollow, meaningless, like an empty jar of peanut butter. Please don't turn your back on me now. You're the only one who can help, the only one who understands.
Oh, yeah, right. As long as you speak in English. Look, baby, this duck is nobody's fool. You had your chance and you blew it. So get to the back of the line.
It's the corn man, Bo. He's a monster. He said he'll eat me for Christmas dinner if you don't agree to help. He knew you were coming, but he's ready to make a deal. He'll let us go. Think about it, Bo. We could fly south together forever.
Ha! You're bad news, Marushka. With a capital bad.
He's prepared to sweeten the deal, Bo. He'll give you whatever you want. Money, a ticket to Bora Bora, unlimited peanut butter, or even this brand new car.
That's right, Bo. The corn man is willing to fly you and a friend to Bora Bora, or give you the chance to win this brand new Corvette convertible if you're only willing to play the corn man's corn game. Bo didn't know where that voice had come from, but he did notice Marushka pressing a button on a desk. Must have activated a tape recorder or something. Suddenly, the back wall spun around and revealed a brand new bright red Corvette convertible, the kind that Bo had always wanted.
Oh, sure! Just offer me a car when I... Oh, I don't know! This is all too weird! What should I do? What's the corn man's corn game, Marushka? What does he want?
Just one little thing, Bo, and you can have it all. All you have to do is betray your friends. All you have to do is betray Johnny Matthias.
Meanwhile, Johnny and Randy had problems of their own. They had run out of hiding places, and Johnny was locked in a full-on brawl with none other than Fabio himself, the man who walks like a beast.
So you're looking for a rematch, eh? Well, don't let me disappoint you.
Fabio was as tough as he'd ever been. Johnny fought hard, but Fabio had him on the ropes pretty quickly. It looked like it was all over when suddenly Randy appeared, brandishing an old broom like a sword.
Ha! Back, you cowards! You won't defeat my captain so easily! Johnny!
Randy had confused himself to a standstill, but he had given Johnny the chance to make a break for it. They dashed down a hallway, and when Bo suddenly appeared at the end of a little side corridor, they figured they had it made.
This way, guys! Hurry!
But as Randy and Johnny ran toward him, they were all of a sudden swept up into some sort of big old net, yanked up off the ground and suspended 10 feet in the air. And to their horror, Bo was laughing at them, with a big goofy smile on his face, and he wasn't alone.
So, this is the famous Johnny Matthias. Not too impressive, is he?
I never thought so. Come on, baby. Now that we've gift-wrapped Loser Boy and his loser friend here for the Corn Man, let's go plan our vacation. Bo! You traitor! I can't believe you did this! How could you? Bo!
Oh, Bo, I'm so proud of you. I know a little pond on the northern edge of Czechoslovakia. It could be our new home.
So you thought you'd outsmart us, eh, Johnny? Well, we'll see how smart you are when you meet the Corn Man.
Of course, Frank was facing the Corn Man at that very moment. He'd found a lead pipe and was using it to hold the Corn Man at bay as they paced around each other in that big observation lounge.
See that stage, Frank? It's exactly like the one that Soul Booty played on in Kansas. Once I find the right band, I'll be able to access the key of J again, and we'll recreate what happened 5 years ago. Yeah? Well, give me one good reason I shouldn't just clock you on the head and put a stop to this nightmare. There's no way that someone like you should have the power of creating mass hallucinations. Mass hallucinations? Oh, brother, is that what you think? We're talking about something much more powerful than that. Why, with this, I could take over not only the corn industry, but lots of other areas of agriculture as well. But come on, Frank. Put the pipe down. I'm not such a bad guy.
You can't fool me, Corn Man. My uncle told me all about your crimes.
Oh, did he really, Frank? Are you sure he told you the whole story?
He told me enough. He told me that you killed my father.
No, Frank, that's not true. You see, I am your father.
No. No! No! It's not possible!
Yes, Frank, it is. Join me, son, and together we will rule the world.
Well, I think this sounds like a pretty good place to bring this part of our story to a close. But there's still a lot to talk about. Will Frank survive? Will Johnny and Randy escape from that net trap? And is there any hope for Bo? Tune in next week when we'll... No! Oh, sorry about that, kid.